We're very lucky to get fantastic access from the Brisbane Lions, as we are from every side in the AFL, and tonight's no exception. A man who slotted in really nicely to what they're doing off halfback, and he'll be able to tell us exactly just how good Dan Rich was tonight, because he had a pretty close look at it coming off halfback himself, the four-time Premiership Hawk, who's, I think, enjoying Queensland life immensely. Grant Birchall's been good enough to jump on the phone. Birch, you did what you needed to do tonight. A win got you to top spot. They made you earn it, but at times you showed some really, really damaging play, and just what you guys were able to do, even when the rain came down, there were some very good signs this evening.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was a nice, gritty win tonight. They started off pretty well and made their most of their opportunities going forward. I think in the second term, we've got the game played in our half in the way we'd like to play. So that was pleasing. And yeah, it was just nice to get the 4 points and we move on to finals.
It'd be great to get Harris Andrews back for that final coming up in a couple of weeks. But how have you settled into the current back six? It looks like your form's been gradually building.
Yeah, no, it's been good. They're a really good group down back there, and we gel really well. Really enjoyed being one of the older guys down there and taking on that leadership role, which has been great. So, yeah, hopefully we can get Harris back and have a really solid final sit out.
You must be pleased with the way the evening went, given the 5-goal burst in the second quarter, and then Carlton really came at your heart in the third. Just a good sign of maturity for the group to be able to withstand that and then kick a goal at three-quarter time and then hold on in the last quarter when there's probably one eye for most of the players on a final in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, no, that's a fair call. I think we've showed a lot of maturity throughout the season. There's been times where the opposition have really challenged us and we've been able to bounce back and really hit them on the scoreboard, which is a really good sign for the group. So, yeah, we feel as though we've taken some real steps forward this year and hopefully we can just keep building and keep going with the momentum that we've got at the moment.
You've played in some pretty good sides, Grant. What's the one element of this Brisbane Lions side that's the strongest in its arsenal?
They're just a tough, resilient group. Our surge game is really good and they just want to get better. They've got a great attitude. That's probably the one thing that's been really impressive since I've walked into the doors.
What's your role then over the next 4 to 6 weeks? You've been there on a number of occasions, four-time Premiership player. I'm sure you'd love to make it 5. Unbelievable CV, but your role as a man who's been there to guide some of these younger players through, given the straight sets exit from Brisbane last year?
Yeah, no, I'll be there to, for someone to lean on, I guess. And look, I've experienced quite a bit throughout my career. So, I'll certainly speak up. And if they want to ask any questions or anything like that, I'll be there. So, really, really looking forward to it. I'm happy that my body is back in good nick now and I can have a crack at another final series, which is really exciting.
Birch, what's the Brisbane Lions' best football look like? We might have seen glimpses of it tonight. It'd be fair to say that you've been made to earn your wins in the closing rounds of season 2020. Can you point to a game this year where that was the complete package for the Brisbane Lions and what you're hoping to be able to bring to the table in a couple of weeks' time in the first final?
Yeah, we've had some really good wins throughout the season. It's such a tight, close competition that you have to be up every week and really proud of the boys' mental strength, particularly throughout those shortened weeks. We come out of that really well. It's been some challenging games and some games that we've won really well. So, we're a really hard team, contested ball side that want to get the game moving forward. So, that's a real strength of ours.
It's hard to believe that Brisbane is the heart of AFL this year. It's ground zero. It is where everything is unfolding. It's going to be the destination for grand final day. How are you finding being around that kind of excitement in a city that it's been the second preference for a long time and sometimes the third when the Lions haven't been going well? But how are you finding the momentum building not only just around the Lions but around AFL footy in Brisbane and Queensland?
Yeah, no, it's great. The crowds up here are fantastic. They really get behind us up here. It's really exciting. There's a great opportunity for us. And as I said before, we just want to keep building with that momentum. And we haven't lost at the Gabba yet this year, so we want to keep maintaining that and do some damage.
We're losing our minds down here in Melbourne in more ways than one, but a lot of discussion about the dew on the football coming up for the night grand final up there. Can you just talk us through it? Is it that bad? Are we making a mountain out of a molehill? Will the grand final be a nice spectacle?
It does get a little bit dewy up here, but it's not as bad as what most people are saying. It's just the way it is. It gets really dewy up here overnight. We just have to play the conditions accordingly and go about it the right way like we did tonight.
And just on your own situation, Grant, has this season given you enough to go around again in 2021?
I'll sit down with Fags and the guys at the end of the year, but I've reached my trigger to go around again. So we'll see how we go. We'll just sit down at the end of the year and sort that all out. But I've just really enjoyed my time up here so far. It's been good fun playing against these boys.
What are you expecting the narrative to be from Fags? In my time up there, I loved any chance to get to just have a chat to him one-on-one. I love the way that he's gone about it up there with Dave Noble and Greg Swan, been absolutely sensational for that football club and for football in Brisbane and in Queensland. But where do you think that the story will start for him? Will it be that, not having won a final since 2009 for the club, will it be focusing in on last year, or will it really be about creating your own stories and your own history? Where do you think he'll take it? Where do you think he'll lead the players, and how will he start telling the story of what he wants you to achieve and the way he wants to tackle it for finals in a couple of weeks?
Not too sure. Yeah, we want to create our own history. We wanted to really put in a good performance tonight. We want to finish on top of the ladder. So obviously it all depends on what Port Adelaide do. But we just want to tick off little milestones along the way. We feel as though we've taken a lot of steps forward as a club this year. We'll just narrow our focus and go about our business like we have done pretty much all year.
Grant, we really appreciate your time. It looks like you're really enjoying the football up there and the change of environment, and it's all going along really, really nicely, and we hope that it can be a successful year for Brisbane. And what an opportunity could be a home grand final at the Gabba. Who knows, but we'll wait and see. It's going to be a very, very fascinating final series, and we wish you all the best for it.
No worries, guys. Cheers. Thank you.